This is Apollo Control, 16 hours and 1 minute. Ground elapsed time. Crew of Apollo 16 having some 6 hours 58 minutes remaining in their program sleep period. About 20 minutes ago, the flight surgeon reported that from his biomedical telemetry that none of the crew was asleep at that time, and that apparently Mattingly, because of a somewhat higher heart rate, was probably doing some exercising. For those persons who are interested in numbers and statistics, the halfway point in distance for Apollo 16, that is from surface to surface, Earth-Moon, this will take place at ground elapsed time of 25 hours, 20 minutes, when the distance to both bodies, Earth and the Moon, will be 104,676 miles. The halfway point in time between liftoff and lunar orbit insertion will be at 37 hours, 14 minutes, and 18 seconds, at which time the spacecraft will be 135,502 miles from Earth and 78,778 miles from Moon. The so-called sphere crossing, where the spacecraft leaves the Earth's influence and enters into the Moon's gravitational influence. This is an arbitrary point in space, actually, where the displays here in the control center become Moon-referenced. Will take place at 59 hours, 13 minutes, 26 seconds. The distance from the Earth will be 178,646 miles. From the Moon, 33,820. Mid-course correction burn number one was not done, and the present predicted change of velocity for mid-course two, should the option be exercised for a maneuver at this time, would be 12.7 feet per second. A 2 second burn with the SPS. This would be at 30 hours, 39 minutes. However, no decision on mid-course two has been made, and probably won't be for many hours to come. Apollo 16 presently is 74,420 nautical miles out from Earth, continuing to decelerate. Velocity now 6,487 feet per second. And at 16 hours, 4 minutes, ground elapsed time, this is Apollo Control.